My name is Maggie. I am an addict. I just kind of wanted to start off with like expressing how like desperate I was to get into this program. And I didn't know that this program was open enough for me. I got clean when I found out I was pregnant, and literally the last week of my using, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. I couldn't look at anybody else. I hid myself away in my room. I couldn't talk to anybody. And I knew something about meetings. I had only been, shared with that information early on in my teenage years when I was either going to get kicked out of school or go to rehab. So I went to outpatient rehab and I didn't finish, but they did nothing. So I got away with it. So that just kind of introduces my, getting away phase of using. But I was really desperate and I heard of AA. And so I went to an AA meeting. I got clean in Maui, and it's a good place to get clean, but it's a little scary too. And I was going for about a month or so, and somebody pulled me aside and told me I was in the wrong place. And it was just like my whole, like everything dropped out of me. I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Like I'm wrong again, kind of thing. And he told me about NA. That was the big difference for me. It made a big difference. When I first came into the rooms, I was literally just unable to engage. I was numb. I was stuck in this shell internally and externally. I wasn't taking in a lot of information. I'm starting to believe that I'm a slow learner, but only in certain aspects, because when I was, getting clean, like I just couldn't take in what was being said, but I knew I was in the right place. The people around me were clean and they were speaking whatever they were talking about, and something stuck with me. As I progressed, one of the few things that somebody or some friends pointed out to me is that I wasn't driving like a maniac anymore. I started to calm down a little bit. I started recognizing certain behaviors in myself. Obviously, we have behaviors that we aren't in tune with or that we don't like. And since I'm a very self-critical person, like it started to come out real heavily. And that's when I started doing like a group step work with, there's probably about 12 of us, I think. And it made a huge difference. Yeah, there was the God stuff, but I still wasn't in the frame of mind to be able to distinguish where I was on that front. I tried, and I don't know if it worked, but it brought me to today, which I'm going to come back to today a little bit later. But I did realize that certain behaviors and certain feelings were starting to change because I was working on some steps. And as they say, do it with a sponsor. We weren't sponsors to each other, but we were sponsoring each other in a way of learning a new way to live. And I just remember feeling a lot lighter. And things just weren't weighing down on me. I didn't have a good relationship with my son's father. He was a little abusive. I'm not sure a little is a word when it comes to abuse or difficulties in that. But I had decided before my son was born that I was not going to stay with him. And he did not like that. So he got even more abusive. And he would steal my rent money and let me cry all day long and just whatever, right? So I felt like I was battling a lot of different demons, and I didn't have the drugs to turn to because I couldn't do that to my child, and I couldn't do it to myself anymore. So in April of 2007, I moved to Seattle, or moved back to Seattle, where I'm from. And here, like, the fellowship is huge, right? There's a meeting everywhere, all day long, in a lot of different places. And there was always this beginning place that people started at, which is really interesting. I don't know. It was always this one place where people who were just getting clean were coming into this particular location. And it's kind of funny because I ran into people that I went to school with, that I used to use with, that I, you know, had gotten to know a little bit, you know, or earlier in my life. And it just felt like a camaraderie. And I think at that point, it started becoming more of a social aspect of things. And it was keeping me clean. Like, I wasn't working the steps at that point either. And I didn't have a sponsor or anything like that. I was just getting to know other people and getting to know myself in this new life that I had no clue how to live. Because remember when we were trying to escape the life that we had? And now I was trying to run back into it, but without knowing what that was going to look like. And that really scared me, you know, because I knew what they say, you can never use drugs again. And I was okay with that. I just didn't know what it looked like. I couldn't picture myself like having a good time or, you know, having a conversation and be like making, I mean, yeah, okay, we made sense sometimes on drugs, but not all the time. And I couldn't picture myself just being around people very much. And I developed some severe social anxiety. And I recall it was even a few years in where my friend would ask me out to do stuff and then she stopped. And it took a while for her to stop. And I was like, well, why don't you ask me to go there with you anymore? She's like, because you always say no. Like, oh, like aha moment. I didn't realize. And I was like, she's inviting me to do recovery stuff, to do go out with her daughters who are now my godchildren, you know, and do things that didn't isolate me. I was so good at isolating. And to an extent, I still am. But I know, and I was taught, isolation can put you into a pretty dark spot and makes it hard to come out of. So, you know, I learned to work into experiencing life. I started going to dances. I started going to, you know, different places. I mean, there's a lot of NA activities, and I know that we're trying to put stuff here in the secular platform and whatnot. And we've had some people that we've met already, even though people are across the country. But it's such a wide range of a sickness and a dark desperation where I started that makes it so much better having other people around you that understand that. And, you know, like I said, I was pretty numb and I might be a slow learner because it's taking me, I feel like a couple decades, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, a couple or a few decades to actually like learn more about myself and not be, I'm a very not in the present person. I'm either over there or back there. And it makes it really hard for me to, my whole days go by so fast because I'm never where I'm at. My feet are not below me. I'm always on the run. Or I'm, you know, self-criticizing myself about things. I think that with my programming and addiction and the program, I got stilted, and I hear it all the time. I got complacent and I didn't relapse, but I stopped really focusing on the program and what it could do for me. And I'll just stay straight out. Like I'll say it, I am not a step worker. I believe in the steps. I know a lot of people benefit from it, and don't get me wrong, cause I did do the steps. I've done them like 1.5 times in my 19 years. But I still read the literature. I still talk to people, and I'm not telling you to go out and not do it because that's me. That's not you or anybody else. the thing is that I learn a lot along the way, even though I'm not in the moment enough. But I think the growth that I have gained in this program and in life and being a parent, it opened my mind to just being able to try something different, right? I started working a little bit on the steps recently with the Monday night meeting. I didn't realize, like, I've always been a pretty open and truthful, vulnerable person. And I started feeling vulnerable, a little bit too heavy at times. And, but that's where I think the rewards come from. Now I'm going to step back just a little bit. I did mainstream NA for about 15 years. And something happened in one of the groups. It was, you know, one of those people who had to run the group, and she took a disliking to me for whatever reason and basically told me to go fuck myself. And I'm like, I already done that. I don't need your help to find that. Do it again, you know? And so I left. But I was friends with some of the other people in the group. And I was just like, at this point, I was really, really realizing that I don't think I believe in God. I don't think I do. And I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know that there was, I mean, we didn't know, I didn't know about this stuff here, but I figured I would just kind of go on as I was and not necessarily focus on that. And it didn't really, like, you know, attack me in a way where, like, I can't do this if it's that centered and whatnot. You know, it really pisses me off when people say, well, it's a spiritual program. I'm like, no, it's not. But I didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, I went through all of those bless me faces, speak in tongue, people surrounding me and saying, if you don't believe now, it's not going to happen. I'm like, okay. But I still kept going. And then I met, or not met, but I've known somebody for several years. And I was just like, I don't know. I don't think I do. And she gave me, she told me her husband used to attend the Monday night Beyond Belief. Who knew? And I was like, wow, what? You know, what's that? And that was the beginning of my journey at 15 years into this secular program. That was it was just around COVID, I guess. I can't say for sure. Yeah, it was after that. Yeah, I think it was around COVID. So it, like, fit perfectly. Oh, it was COVID. Now I remember. Sorry. it fit perfectly being online, right? I had never done Zoom before. I did it once when I was a teacher to a child with autism. And so we did classes, but I didn't know anything about, you know, all of this, the windows and everything. And I'll tell you what, just that first meeting just felt real. It just felt real. You know, and I hadn't, like, really come to terms with who I am as a person, I guess. And I can see that over the last 5 years, I've evolved quite a bit. But I've also noticed things that I want to work on and that I didn't always put the effort into. And I think the step work was part of that, but also the Zoom rooms made it easy to not have to see people in person. So that helped with my anxiety. But I got so invested in this program that, yeah, it has continued to save my life on a daily basis, right? I think about you guys a lot, you know, from this meeting, from other meetings. I think about the things that I've heard, the things that it's made me question. I don't need anything but nature, the water, the love that I have in my life, and the contentment. I don't strive for happiness. I know what happy feels like, but I don't strive for that huge thing in the sky that tells me that I'm excited about something. Like, I can get excited, right? But I want to be in the middle as much as possible all the time. I want to be even, right? Not too up, not too down. When I've experienced depression in these meetings, people checked on me. When I, other people were telling me, I'll pray for you, I spoke with somebody in these rooms. I've had people pray for me. It's like, go ahead and pray, man. If it works, great. I'm not going to turn that down. You know, I have a little bit of connection with the Native American culture. I'm not registered, but I do believe in my ancestors. I do believe that the earth is much stronger than me and everybody. And that is my higher power. I don't even really like using the word higher power because it has so many connotations, but it has kept me off of drugs. Even when I didn't know that I didn't believe in God, when I didn't know that, it has kept me off of drugs. And I can't just like go, I can go beyond all of that and just know that I'm mostly doing my best. I could always do better. I could always do worse. I got my degree being in recovery. I worked with children with autism and Down syndrome, which is something I really want to do. And now I work with addicts like myself. They're still active, majority of them. But man, does it remind me where I'm from. I noticed I have 3 minutes left. So I was just going to read this poem that I wrote, and it is recovery based. I hope that's okay with y'all. No, Ken? Oh, okay. We're good. I don't know what it's called, but I gave up so much to let myself go, to watch myself lose, to have no control, to fail at everything and anything that was good, to drown myself in all the things that I could have had, to give it away or be taken and destroyed. I once was a writer, had words that made sense. I could string out a paragraph and take you on rides that left you in suspense. I could draw you a picture and build you a room you could turn into your own, that you lived in, that you dreamed in, and made you feel like it could be like your home. I could draw you another type of picture where you could get lost and find different ways that would make you turn it around to find different patterns. Which was up, which was down, you questioned, an Escher-esque visualization. I didn't know, but that was the best part. Question art is what I called it. I used to sing and fly with the notes, burrow with the low chords as if they covered me with sheets. The direction of a good vocal run and a riff voice can carry. I could project and you'd become my quarry. But in love, you see, only with love. I threw it all away to dig deeper into darker tunnels, lit only by the rare times. I'd pop out of my self-imposed bubble. I remember the hazed edges of eyesight, the blinders, the tunnel vision, the lack of choice anymore because it no longer existed. I used to smile. Sometimes I'd laugh. I read a lot of books. I'd interact. I used to be friendly and had a decent amount of trust. I used to. I gave all of it up. I let it all go. I ate and I drank. I walked and slept through a darkness created by me. I gave away everything, hopes, dreams, wants, needs, everything to feel better, and then literally nothing. Destruction has a high price. Escape is not real. Desire can only be found through hard work, and hell on earth is real. Killing my way was the only way to realize that I needed to live. Killing myself was the only way I needed to realize I needed to live. I had to destroy myself to be worth something at all. I think I almost am, mostly again. And I'm done. Thank you.